not exactly as planned for the Chiefs, but it always seems like those teams late in the season come out a little scrappy, a little extra fight in them. Does that make them a little dangerous in that it hasn't gone as they planned?
Well, first and foremost, they're an AFC West opponent. So, you know, there's a little heightened sense of urgency there from both sides. And I think we definitely can't go in there with our eyes closed and think we're going to come out with a win. I mean, this is a hungry football team with a lot of talented players. So, I mean, they got a lot of pride. So we expect their best shot.
It was announced that Brady Quinn's going to be the starter. What do you think about seeing your old teammate out there, you know, in another uniform?
Well, the good thing is I know a little bit about him and Castle. So whoever's in there, I've kind of seen a lot of them. So I'm familiar with it. You know, he hasn't had a lot of snaps this year, but, you know, enough to kind of get a feel for how they're going to use him. I think it's not going to change a whole lot as far as scheme, I'm sure. But, you know, it's good to know what Brady's good at and what he's not good at.
You saw Brady in practice the last couple of years, and I think he talked about it earlier today that he never really got a fair chance. There was nothing that he could do about it. Do you think that he just kind of got a raw deal here and deserves to be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I think a little, you know, because you had Orton, who was obviously playing better than everybody in practice. And then, you know, here's Tebow waiting. And, you know, he's possibly the future or whatever of the franchise. So you want to see what he has. And Brady just kind of got caught in the middle of that. And, you know, he didn't really get a fair shot. But, you know, he has his chance now. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to try to make the most of it.
You've had some pretty epic duels against Bo over the last few years. What makes him so difficult? And would it be a disappointment if he can't go on Sunday and you can't face him?
Well, I don't know what his issue is. What is his issue? I heard that.
Neck.
Okay. And, well, he's tough, man. You know, one thing about him, from the first snap to the last, you're going to get everything you got. And, you know, whether they're 1-whatever they are or 10-1 or whatever, he's going to play hard. And I always had a lot of respect for him going about his business like that. I remember talking to him early in his career and, you know, kind of giving him pointers here. And I wish I never would have, but, you know, he's grown up a lot. He's a great pro, and, you know, I expect his best shot.
Jeff, what did you think of Ed Reed, the situation with him? He got docked $50,000, but it was, you know, first it was the one-game suspension for that helmet-to-helmet.
Well, to speak honestly, I almost thought the whole thing was premeditated. You know, not the act that Ed did, but the whole fine and lift the suspension and make it a fine. Kind of lightens the blow of a $50,000 fine, right? Yeah, whatever. It's still excessive. I mean, I know Ed personally, so he's not a dirty player. He doesn't try to play that way. You know, I just know going forward, he's going to be a lot more careful because I know he doesn't want that many fines.
What about defensive backs like yourself across the league? I mean, it's hard to make that adjustment when the guy ducks at the last split second,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. You know, and I think it's unfair. I think what they should do is, you know, call it how you want to call it on the field. But at some point, you got to go look back at it and make sure it's the right call, you know. And because it affects the game. I mean, things happen so fast. There's no way that naked eye could tell everything that happens right away. So, you know, if you're going to make penalties and all kind of other stuff, well, not penalties, but fumbles and interceptions or whatever, touchdowns, reviewable, make plays like that reviewable as well.
Von Miller, you know, defensive player of the week this week. Is he starting to emerge as another vocal leader in that huddle?
Yeah, Von, he mostly leads by example, you know, and I think as he gets more comfortable with the NFL, you know, he'll start talking more. I mean, we love his energy. You know, all his dances and stuff. I love that stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't discourage him from doing anything that makes him play great on Sunday. So, I mean, I'm all for it.
You play with a lot of talented guys. Is he as talented, if not more talented, than anyone you've ever played with?
Oh, yeah, he's up there. You know, I think what separates the real talented guys from the great professional football athletes is, you know, doing it over a long course of time, being consistent. And he has a chance to do that.
Is tomorrow all about carb loading?
Say that again?
Tomorrow all about carb loading?
Every year. That's what it's all about. You know, I hope we do weigh-ins in the morning so these guys will make their weight.